The Cloverdale Legion is currently undergoing some internal turmoil. BC Yukon Command sent a letter out to members in early January noting the difficulties and changes. A hard copy of the letter was given to the Cloverdale Reporter. In the letter, Craig Thompson, president of the BC Yukon Command, writes that Branch No. 6 in Cloverdale is suffering from persistent infighting within the executive, and that ongoing significant operational challenges are hampering the day-to-day work of the Legion. Thompson also wrote that after concerns were raised by several members, he has placed Branch 6 under trusteeship. Pursuant to Article 505 of the General Bylaws, we are exercising the powers granted under Article 418A in suspending the powers and bylaws of Branch 6 Cloverdale, he wrote. Thompson said under Article 419A, he's appointing Pat Ostrom, Doug Hadley, and Karen Kuzik as trustees to act in the name of, and on behalf of, the Cloverdale Legion. Effective immediately, the trustees have all powers with respect to the management of your branch, Thompson continued. The trustees will oversee branch operations and are not obligated to seek ratification from the general membership. He added that the trustees are within their powers to establish a committee to manage the Legion, or they can work with members to figure out how to manage the branch in the interim. But, he clarified, the decisions were at the sole discretion of Ostrom, Hadley, Kuzik. Thompson then asked members to participate in a positive way to stabilize the branch. He said anyone who's willing to volunteer, or would like to be considered for a future management committee, is encouraged to reach out to the three trustees and not BC Yukon Command. The participation of the general membership is the most important factor in your branch's success, he added. He further said BC Yukon Command is committed to getting the branch back on track and that it was their goal the branch be returned to the control of its members. Thompson did not respond to interview requests by publication time. The reporter also reached out to Ostrom, but did not hear back by publication time.